Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of Life is No Coincidence, The Life and Afterlife Connection, and my new book, The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, which focuses on insights into the universal laws of energy, which help us find harmony between our soul essence and our physical life experiences so we may maximize self-awareness and self-mastery of our emotions, thought processes, and have greater health, prosperity, and happiness. Today I welcome a remarkable guest with a courageous story of truth. Her name is Julie Renee Doering, author of Your Divine Human Blueprint and 100% You Formula, who will share how to achieve vitality and focus by clearing hidden blocks to your success with quantum energy healing. Hi, Julie Renee.
Hi there.
Julie Renee, as listeners of Healing From Within are aware, this show and our guests offer insights into the history of human development in terms of our physical and energetic world priorities in hopes of remembering who we are, where life originated, and to realize the possibilities for happiness and prosperity lie within each of us. We need only to release fearful impulses or thoughts from our childhood patterns and replace these with renewed passion and aptitude for the gift of life. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Julie Renee will share her remarkable healing journey using quantum energy healing in conjunction with other healing modalities for developing her divine human blueprint plan and a new view of what may at first seem impossible, but can, with the right tools and assistance, become your reality. Julie Renee Doering is the founder and developer of a new spiritual science, the 100% Healthy Human Blueprint. Her gift of healing defines the energy science of cellular quantum mechanics. After launching her first business from her San Francisco apartment in 1993, she has prevailed over a challenging history of multiple cancers and 5 near-death experiences. Julie is the host of the radio show 100% Healthy Life Expert. Additionally, she has both stage and film credits and is a harpist and singer. Wow, Julie Renee, such wonderful accomplishments and spiritual gifts. And you're always ready to try yet another aspect of your soul nature. I find this amazing and courageous, and I'm very delighted to have you on the show. Julie, tell us something of your earlier life, your childhood life. Were there any indications for the interests and goals and challenges that you would find later on?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, when you first look at me as a young child, I don't speak until I'm 5 years old. And in this era, they would have diagnosed me as autistic, as 7 of my nieces and nephews have had the diagnosis. But there was a time when I had to make a decision. They had started doing surgeries. The doctor said, oh, she's not talking because her tonsils and adenoids are too big. And they pulled out my tonsils and adenoids. And I had to make a choice at that point. Was I going to live in the spirit world, or was I going to live in my body? And and then through time, I think that I was always naturally looked to as a healer. And at a very young age, I was incredibly passionate about helping others. Starting in, I don't know, grade school, I was volunteering at the nursing homes, and someone would come from the church and pick me up and from school, and I would go to the nursing homes and volunteer there.
You say you were very aware of the spirit world and the physical world, and you sort of had your feet in two worlds and weren't quite sure of where you wanted to be, perhaps. I mean, I relate to that as a child because I was a good speaker. I didn't have the same issue beginning. But I remember at 3 years old looking up and crying and saying, why did you put me in this place? Because I realized it was an environment that was very challenging for a sensitive and empathic a person who was very spiritual and connected to those energies. So I've had many people on the show who describe what you just did. But what made you make the decision to develop your physical life? And it probably wasn't your tonsils or or your adenoids. It was it was something else going on. So how did you make that decision, or who helped you make that decision?
Well, I appreciate that question, because that's really an important conversation. I came in with a very big mission, and I asked my spirit friends to help me as a child so I wouldn't lose my way. So as a young child, even before I was speaking, I remember Jesus holding my hand and walking with me. I remember outside of Valley of Peace Lutheran Church in Golden Valley, Jesus talking to me and saying it would not be an easy life, but he would always be there to help me. And I really was completely supported, which gave me a deep and profound connection with the divine and with the helpers on the other side.
That's very well said. And, you know, I had a voice coach from England, Stuart Pearce, and he also did not speak till he was 5 or 6 years old, and he actually saw words in color. But to hear him speak now, and he coaches professionals and actors, and he is also very connected, and was at the beginning very connected to spirit, and over time developed the skills necessary to go on to bring a greater awareness to everyone about the possibilities of using our spiritual gifts in this world. So we're teachers, and we're leaders in an understanding greater than the physical material world, because many people forget that. They get very engrossed and involved in their own journey, and we're all on a spiritual path. We all are spiritual energies having this physical life. Some of us are here to remind others of that. Now, I also know that you started out as a farm wife, attended art school, you modeled, you waitressed, you appeared in 7 films, and since that time, you moved more into your passion as a healer and a health activator. Can you tell us about some of the modalities that you have studied, what helps you work in dispensing all this information about how to improve the health, the quality of life, and joy and prosperity?
Well, you know, I think what I'd really like to share with you is about my awakening journey, remembering the human blueprint and how that showed up for me. Yes, I've studied different modalities, but what I bring now is pure and authentically what I downloaded in my garden from the divine. 7-8 years ago, in prayer and meditation, I had suffered so much. I'd had 17 surgeries, multiple cancers. I died a couple times. I had survived the worst of the human experience. I'd survived the atomic bomb. We were on vacation. Our family was on vacation. And we were innocent. My father was very excited to take us to all the national monuments and all the historic sites in the country. So we slept in 48 states. He was very proud of that.
It is quite an accomplishment for a family.
Yes. And we ended up on vacation in the Nevada desert while they were doing bomb testing. And that was a game changer. All of my family members have had problems. I probably was the worst and the fastest, and probably my sensitivity and my receptivity allowed things to kind of go faster. And 7-8 years ago, having already been a healer for many, many years, I knew that there was a promise for me, a promise of more than what I was living, and that I needed to ask it in a different way, not to survive, but to thrive. And I wanted my Garden of Eden experience. And if I couldn't have it in a body, that was okay, but I wasn't going to live in suffering anymore. And I'd earlier in my life, at age 33, been to where Buddha was enlightened. And I remember his firm commitment. He was told that he was too wealthy, that wealthy people never attain enlightenment. And he was just determined. He was not going to allow that to be his story. And he went under the Bodhi tree and sat there and said, I'm not leaving here until I reach my, attain my, goal of enlightenment. And 40 days later, he has become an enlightened master. Well, I went into my garden with a very similar feeling of, I believe that I've been promised the Garden of Eden, that my body should be in joy, not in unbearable pain. And I believe God loves me and that I deserve this, that either the freedom of joy in the body or freedom from the body. And really, in the very first day, I began to see my cells regenerating. I saw the master cell, the stem cell that was with me 7 days after my parents conceived me. I saw that cell going to its perfected God state, which was amazing, amazing. It became this pulsing blue orb. And I can't tell you, it just took my breath away. In my mind's eye, I was watching this, and I realized that I was watching the face of God. I was watching my own cellular body, but go to its God state. And I think that we think that our spirits are part of God. But
absolutely,
we rarely remember mm-hmm. that our bodies are part of God, too.
Yes.
Our bodies are part of God, too.
Well, it's from spirit to the physical, and from the physical eventually back to the spiritual. And you wrote, and this says it pretty well, we are radiant. We are beings of light. Life is not over unless we say it is. Faith, which is part of perception, can help you overcome many difficulties, and that is the absolute truth. It's a bit of what we think, it's a bit of what we believe, and it's a bit of the truth of who we are as spiritual beings. So that was very, very well said. You know, as an intuitive Reiki healer and medium, and being very empathic like you, I download spiritual energy and information. But you tell a story of working as a graphic artist for the police department, and I found this very, very interesting. Can you tell us what happened there?
It's really quite funny. I was working for the Minneapolis Police Department as I was doing an internship with my graphic design program in college. And I would walk around I was promoted really fast. I was the head designer after 6 months. I was the one in charge of the art department there. And very comically, I would walk into one corner and WCCO radio would come out of my chest. And I'm not kidding, you know, in this one area where apparently the signal was kind of strong. But I'm such a receiver
yes.
and a transmitter
mm-hmm.
that my body was just available to do what radios do. It was very, very funny.
Because to our listeners out there, we are all sensory beings, and everything around us and within us, the life force, is energy. The same way that it moves through a radio or television wave, we are energy waves and vibrations, and we vibrate at different levels. So you vibrate at a very high level, and I can just... I know if I was there, I would have tried to figure it out and been so amazed, but 20 years ago, I didn't have the knowledge or understanding to have understood it, but I do understand it, and I'm glad we shared that story. With the possibilities to keep an open mind and open heart to all spiritual stories, because there is truth in everything. We cannot close ourselves off. You mentioned in your own healing process, after studying many different alternative healing modalities, and you have many gifts, I mean, you've been music and art, and you practice them all with faith, that you experience the stem cells, you described that before, going to perfection and helping to teach the surrounding cells how to do the same. That was part of your healing process. But you also mentioned that you became aware of a group mind hypnosis, a different, which is a deterrent to healing symptoms of illness or making positive life changes. So can you tell us something about this group mind hypnosis that holds us back from allowing the healing to go out on with the divine energy that we're downloading from spirit?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I call it, and it was originally defined in homeopathy as a miasm. So we've got memes, which are group mind, and miasms, which are group mind virus. And you'll see it culturally, where a particular culture, a particular group of people have the same difficulty. They have the same blocks. They have the same emotional blocks. One of the things that I've been just really aware of as I'm working on my own reversing of aging is how the group mind agreements go into our programs, into our field of perception, into our soul contracts. And even, you know, what people say to each other becomes like black magic or curses. So we have all of these thought forms in place that cause us to believe that we can't heal.
Well, the law of attraction, Julie Renee, says that we are drawn to certain experiences and places, and like finds like. So if you find yourself in a group, and as you're developing and becoming, your soul energy is becoming more refined, what would you suggest people do to get away from that input, which might no longer be where their journey is taking them? How would you suggest people do that once they become aware that they're in a place or with people or relationships that no longer suit their soul journey?
Well, I think that the first thing to do is not make your environment and the people around you wrong. I mean, you need to identify that you don't agree with what their common thinking practice is. My folks say, oh, we're in God's waiting room. Now, I can make a mental decision to say, oh, but that's not my experience. That's not me. But I don't have to say it to them. So
right.
One of the things is don't struggle with the people who have the thought processes or thought patterns. Allow them to have it, and then allow your own internal workings to go, that's not me. But I get that they have a right to believe that, and that gives them comfort.
And that's all we need to know, that we allow the others to be who they are and find their own journey and understandings in their own way. And then nobody out there can disturb us. It is from within that we develop ourselves and our purpose in life. And that's exactly what you need to do if you're in a situation that doesn't feel exactly right for you. That's okay. It might not be right for you, but you can still stay there and do what you have to do. Because if you run away from issues, they will only present themselves again. You have to work through it, and you have to develop your own inner strength and wisdom and continue on your own path. No one out there will hurt you. Only you will hurt yourself. Now, you write, the realms affecting humanity are unseen and powerfully influential. And you describe the four realms as origin, quantum, amplification, and embodiment. And I think these are important concepts. Can you tell us something about our spiritual life force and these realms?
Yeah, the realm of origin, or genesis, is the realm where new life begins. So when a cell divides and becomes a human being, that's the realm of genesis, where new life begins.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the realm of embodiment. That would be in the order that they are. I think that you have them in the book. I didn't put them in the order. Now I am changing that.
Okay.
But embodiment, you know, so that spirit and body, that spirit can live in body. This is a realm. This is not a given. This is a gift, that spirit exists out of body. There are many spirits, human spirits, that don't get bodies. People who are living in bodies are actually privileged to live in bodies. So the realm of embodiment, the realm of quantum, is the field where we can make things right. We can heal things. We can clear things. We can remove things. We can grow new things. The field of the quantum experience is to be able to, with this firm conviction or this firm knowing, you're able to regenerate your body. You're able to remove maybe harmful soul contracts or curses.
Mm-hmm.
That's the quantum field. And then finally, the field of amplification. And amplification, when we start a cascade of new cell growth in the brain for for example, I just did a brain regeneration for someone, we'll use the field of embodiment, the field of genesis. The genesis, we get the cells healed back to 100%, then we start from the mitochondria, we'll start a cascade of new cell growth. Now, that's amplification. So we
yes.
didn't just heal the cell, we actually started a cascade of new cell growth. Amplification, you can see it all over in life where, you know, the telephone conversation of, oh, so-and-so said this, and then it keeps spreading and spreading out and out.
Yeah, it changes as everything in our life changes, and that's good. Yeah. Some people are, most people are afraid of change, but it's very necessary. In my book, The Living Spirit, I talk about how I believe the bravest souls come to a physical world to refine themselves, and those in spirit observe and learn with us. We're still connected and interconnected, whether we're in a body or out of a body. And everyone is very important to everyone else's development and expansion and the evolution of our planet and humanity and perhaps other realms of life. So I agree with you. Only the bravest and the strongest come here. It is a challenging physical world, a beautiful world. And we can learn much through our emotions and relationships, and that's what we're here to do, so we can share it with those in spirit. So I'm exactly on board with what you said there. You say, Julie Renee, many people have wondered how everything works in relationship to spiritual and our physical body. And indeed, on this show, we address the duality of our life force, our energetic presence, and physical presence. Can you tell us something about this and the portal connecting both forces?
We have a human access portal. That portal is in the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. When the portal begins to get blocked, like gunk, you pick up gunk as a spirit when you're coming in and out, it'll actually get caked on. It looks kind of like a wax building up on that portal. And then that opening gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And the spirit really can't get all the way into the body anymore. It might get halfway in the body or a quarter of the way in the body. When we use a technique to open that back up and clear it, and the color violet, if you think, oh, that might be a problem with me, and people know this, you'll know this. You might have a consistent ache or a dull feeling in the back of your head or in the upper neck, and that would be where the block is. So if you have an ache or a dullness or feeling blocked or feeling like you're only half in.
Mm-hmm. You know, Julie Renee, I have many clients come to me, and that's exactly where their problems are. Now, some people out there will know. When we sleep at night, our energy, our soul energy, is so expansive that it lifts up from the body through the crown chakra and has experiences on the astral plane or may travel to other places for learning experiences. Now, when you come back, when the soul comes back to the physical body, you will feel that like a snap to the back of your neck. I've woken up many, many times feeling that actual happening with my neck. Yes. So that's what we're talking about here. The spirit is an energy that returns to the physical body. We are both that soul essence and the physical body. And both are important in developing everything we came here to do in our life plan and destiny. So I know you say that there are external toxins that we must guard against. The advice you give is that we need to protect ourselves against external toxins with nutrition, and you also mentioned sound. Harmful sounds such as alarms and bad frequency music can damage and degrade the cells. And I also tell people the same thing. When I hear harshness in people's voices, when they talk to children, I actually feel it within my own vibration. And it's very important that people learn to understand that sound can do wonders for maintaining our health, and it can also be harmful. And also you say indoor lighting can be harmful to the skin and brain. Choose natural lighting wherever possible and get out in nature wherever possible. So you give a great deal of wonderful advice in the book, and I would really like to thank you, Julie Renee Dorning, author of Your Divine Human Blueprint, a comprehensive and inclusive methodology and resource guide to accessing greater knowledge of energy patterns, altering DNA patterns, and regenerating stem cells for more vitality, clarity, and focus, and for sharing many viable suggestions for transforming life. To purchase Renee's book and for other information, go to julierenee.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, we have shared how it is possible to overcome the most difficult life challenges with grace, gratitude, and faith, and to renew health and begin to find out the truth about the miraculous, resilient, spiritual, and physical beings we are. In learning about the inner workings of spirit and body connections, we can be informed and able to make choices that are in our best interest and that of our families and friends, for perhaps extending our lives and living in a more connected way to spirit and life. Julie writes, as we enter the dawning of the age of Aquarius and leave behind the Piscean age, distinct gifts and markers begin to appear and become the new standard for transformation. The old Piscean age, defined by a patriarchal reign and a submissive, acquiescing culture ruled by a few, is being ushered out. The new age of Aquarius standard, which includes androgyny, or the merging of male and female qualities, represents true equality in the spiritual realm and replaces the old patriarchal standard. Furthermore, previously obscured and unavailable knowledge is now accessible to the general population. The uncovering of these mysteries levels the playing field, enabling all to experience the power that was once only imagined and held by a select few. This leads to a transformation on a global scale. As I conclude this show, Julie and I invite you to observe these changes as they are happening now. The other night I watched on every major station on TV, Stand Up to Cancer, a fundraiser by the Hollywood community that asks for less competition between medical facilities and countries to research and discover cures for this escalating worldwide disease affecting many families, while they ask for complete cooperation in establishing dream teams. So we want the best of the U.S., Canada, U.K., and Netherlands and other countries as we forge forward for becoming more conscious and awakened beings working for the common good of all, with an emphasis on wellness in our thinking and in our behaviors. World leaders like President Obama stand with NATO leaders and hopefully the Middle Eastern leaders to defeat insurgents and terrorists who threaten the advancing and maturing world conscious movement for health and peace, fairness and prosperity for all. And that is the goal. Working together. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing from Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to hear leaders and authors in all walks of life offer their thoughts on the emerging new dynamics of life as we bring in a new generation of leaders and thinking for an evolving humanity and universe. Also go to WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you very much for listening.